much, never too much, never too much, never too much. What up, what up, what up, everybody? It's your girl, Nika Nick.
This is Maisha.
And it's Tina. What's good?
Together we are TMI.
Ow.
So today we finna be bringing y'all that hot, and you already know because just because y'all know it's us. But we also have some guest speakers tonight. We're not going to introduce them right now, but later on we will be introducing them. And they will be a part of our topic.
They're just going to be helping us, okay? You know, a little dialogue. Get some male opinions going on in here.
Since she spilled the tea, it's too mean or whatever.
What's happening?
Okay, so
how y'all
doing this week? What y'all do this weekend?
This weekend or week? Because the weekend just started today. Well, Monday through Friday, I worked. And then Thursday and Friday, I worked my second job. I ain't do shit.
What you do, Aisha?
I ain't do nothing. But
she did Zumba.
I be going to Zumba. I found out, you know, I got some opportunities coming up that I'm gonna be working on, you know. So I had a good week.
Okay.
We love positive vibes and positive outcomes. So I'm excited about the new opportunities coming your way.
I have nothing going on this week per usual. I was in the house bored as a mother, you know. What y'all do this week, males? Unknown males.
No, we hit the gym.
No name males.
Male one. What did you do?
Male one, what you do?
So I went and hit the gym, man. You know, had to do a little weightlifting. You know, your body's right for the summer.
Period. So you get that female attention.
So I can get a little female attention. You know? I feel like we need a little attention.
Get that ego stroke. What about you, male number two?
Male number two. What you feel over there?
I'm good.
I don't think they heard you.
They hear you, male number two.
I agree.
Okay, speaking of male attention and ego stroking, we want to get into our first topic. So, as y'all know,
Alicia Keys. What she do?
I was to say Aisha.
She
get them key strokes. Aisha Curry.
She get them brains.
Right. Okay. On the side, them edges gone. Inside, them sideburns gone. I'm sorry, Alicia. You my girl. No
Alicia,
harm.
If you listening
no
to this.
Harm punted. No harm intended. But Aisha Curry has been the topic around town. Me personally, I feel like it was them distracting her man while he going through the playoffs. But it's so many different views on it. And right now, we want to give y'all our output on it. Maisha going to let y'all know what's popping with that.
Just in case y'all didn't hear what she said, here it go. Wait, hold on.
Just 1 second. We got a little technical issues.
Oh, I know what happened.
She ain't got her Wi-Fi on.
That's because she got a six.
She got a Metro.
I don't got no six.
Let me find out she got a Metro.
There's me, and like honestly, has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity. Is the fact that, yeah, like there are all these women like throwing themselves, but me, like the past 10 years, like I don't have any of that. Like I have zero. This sounds weird, but like male attention. And so then, like, I begin to internalize it, and I'm like, is something wrong with
me?
You're
not looking.
What?
You're not even.
But I'm gonna tell you something else too. When your radar is turned off,
what Jada said. So that's exactly what she said. And me, I'm Tina. I'm talking to y'all. I feel like that. I don't know. I don't think that anything she said was wrong. You know.
What's wrong with that voice?
I don't think she said anything wrong, guys. Are y'all?
Guys, I don't think. what we not gonna do?
What? That's not. This my real voice. They play too much. Anyway, I don't think that she said anything wrong. I just feel like people took her words and what she said out of context. I mean, I feel like who don't want attention? I mean, everybody wants attention. That's why people on social media. That's why they post pictures. They want likes. They want attention. And nothing wrong with getting your ego stroke. Nothing wrong with seeing if you still got it. I mean, she know her husband thinks she's beautiful. Or she gets attention from her husband. But there's nothing wrong with, you know, seeing if you still got it. So I don't think she said anything wrong. I just feel like people took what she said out of context. What are your thoughts?
I definitely understand where she's coming from when she said that. I'm not in a relationship, but I still feel that as a single woman, and speaking of being single, if you want to slide in my DM, my Instagram is MJ. If you want to give me a little male attention, it's EMJAYAYE on Instagram, okay?
Slide in her DM, period.
But no, I definitely understand that, like, because my DMs is dry. dry like so I definitely understand. Sometimes it's like it's like, damn, are you ugly? What? Like, what's going on? I have to act. I question myself sometimes about that. So I definitely understand what she mean.
Me personally, I'm a big person. I'm active. I'm a very great active listener. And I was just listening to the beginning and the end. Because I listened to it a long time ago, but obviously it just wasn't something that I was really like placing on my mind. So I forgot about it. But just listening to it, she wasn't even done talking. They got to talking for her. Like before she can say anything, they got to talking. So it was just, that was enough itself.
That was a sound effect, guys. Just
sorry about that. That was enough itself. And then like the words didn't come out properly, but I do, as a wife, as a woman with a child, I understand where she was coming from. Because before I started my journey on becoming a better me, on becoming a woman of confidence, I too felt the same way she felt. And it wasn't that I wanted male attention. It was just that I wanted to, that feeling all over again after having my child. I wanted to feel.
You're talking in a voice too.
I'm talking. Can I be myself?
Okay, I'm just saying. That's what I want.
Like, dang. I'm talking and I'm saying it as if after I had my child, I was like, You go through those phases where you don't feel wanted anymore. You already be big.
Seriously.
Like, just imagine your big butt on top of your man riding. You got a stomach on top.
Well, you
like,
already feel
stuff like that. You are, yeah, like, you just don't. You want to feel like your spunk. It's like getting your mojo back. A lot of women say getting your, what they say, flexi. What is this called? It's called something when you get it back. But it comes after you have your baby. But you get that back when you are constantly told, like, oh, you look nice. A compliment go a long way. It's a lot of women that don't know how to give compliments. It don't necessarily have to be from a man. It could be from a woman, like, oh, you look real pretty today. After you just felt like you looked a hot mess in there. Like, oh, thank you, girl. That just strokes your whole ego another way. That's why I learned affirmations. I am speaking to myself and geeking myself up before I walk out the house in the morning. Like, I look at myself in the mirror like, you know you're a bad bitch. You better get that shit today. Don't play no games.
But it's
bitch.
Still a difference. And by the time I get to work, that.
I know, but by the time I get to work, somebody say you cute. I already know I'm cute because I just told myself 80 times in the mirror, but that just boosted me on a whole nother level. Now I'm about to put another pep to my step. So stuff like that, you just got to find you. You just got to find your moxie. That's what it is. Finding your moxie.
But I understand that, but I don't think I'm ugly, but if ain't nobody else telling me, I start to feel some type of way. Like, damn, am I ugly? Like,
still got it? Like,
of course, I'm going to think that I'm not ugly, but
dude,
if ain't nobody else telling me.
World, or do you think that's just, is that something that you tell to your husband?
If I was on an interview, then, and it, I would probably
put
it out to the world.
Single.
That's all I can come from because I'm single.
In Aisha case, she was saying that her husband have a lot of women coming at him on a day-to-day basis. Sometimes in the beginning, before, she was like, sometimes I want to, it had came to points where I want to punch him in their face because they be so disrespectful. But also I love the fact that a lot of times he introduced me first. If you out, even if you're, you know, if you out and your man out, and your man out, you got all these women coming at you, and you don't got nobody coming at you saying you cute, but you got all these women coming at you saying you cute. Yeah, I get it. My man is a handsome man. That's why I'm with him. But at the same time, damn, am I cute? Shit, ain't nobody
but
saying
we,
you know.
We all publicly.
It's nothing personal.
We all publicly do it without actually saying it.
Everybody do that without saying it.
We all publicly do it without saying it.
Exactly. Because if we
these two are is somebody's wife. So if she posts a picture with a dress on, feeling herself, cleavage out. She could. You probably saw her like that already at home. She posting this picture to get other people to see her like that and make her feel away.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be very careful what you ask for, because he's a public figure. Now, if you're out in public and you with your wife, now you're putting your husband in a bad position, because now people gonna come up to her and, you know, openly say, you know, hey, you're beautiful, you're cute, whatever you.
But that can happen without that conversation that she had. That could have been happening.
But he may find offense to it. He don't want everybody, and some people may not be respectful of him and come in.
But that's how she feel too, because she feel the same way.
But at the same time,
she's not respected in public, is what she was saying. Like when women,
and because she's not the public figure, then
he can't control that he's a public figure,
and she can't either.
This is all love for a game that he has. He can't control who comes up to him and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So at the same token, now you want something he has. So at the same token, he's being respectful that, you know, he's already said that, you know, she's a very strong woman for even coming out and saying that. But at the same token, because he's vulnerable and she's vulnerable, now you got the whole public and negative people out there that's going to be openly disrespectful to their relationship. Now you're putting him in an unsafe situation. So now you're in public. Now somebody, hey, girl, you look good. Woo-woo. Then Steph Curry, you're putting him in a bad position to be like, you know what I'm saying? Now he got to accept it because you put that out to the world.
But he should want the world to think that his woman is beautiful. Nothing is
it's
wrong
with that.
It's
different, but everybody's not going to be respectful of their situation.
Right, but it's up to you to take that disrespect into a different level. Like, you know that
if it becomes unsafe, there's nothing you can do, because at the end of the day, he a man before anything.
That's
so
true.
So somebody come at him and be like, what's up, baby? You looking good today. What are you supposed to do? Because that's what you asked for. That's
like,
what you asked. You put out what you get back.
Yeah, she is looking
10
good.
10 times. But not saying what she said was wrong, but you just got to be careful what you asked for.
So that goes back to the perspective. So do y'all feel that she should have just kept that to herself?
I think she should tell her husband. No.
No, yeah, she's not wrong for saying what she said. I don't feel like she could have.
Well, she said what she said. That's what she said.
I don't think
she
should have kept it to herself. What's wrong with saying how she feels?
Presentation holds a lot of weight, and it's everything. So at the end of the day, you just got to be able to accept what comes with what you put out there. Not saying that it's wrong, but you just got to accept it.
I think she's handling it well.
I don't think that she...
I mean, it ain't been out there that long.
I just feel like people took it out of context, so it's really nothing to handle. People going to take whatever she said and feel how they feel based on what their situation is, or how they feel based on their personality or who they are. I think a lot of male...
You always going to have a negative to feel how they feel, right?
And I think that a lot of males took it out of context because they don't know how to give attention anyway.
A lot of single men, that's what I'm saying.
A lot of single men.
I saw a lot of men in relationships taking it out of context.
Because you got to understand that somebody, Steph Curry, probably be given or able to give this woman everything she wants. From his perspective, I can give you everything you want, and I'm giving you everything you want. Attention from other men is something he can't give her, so he's at a disadvantage. So with that being said, since he can't get if it was me, I feel some type of way that like that. I can't give you what you want. I can't have other men. I can't give you that type of attention from other men.
It's
something I can't. I can give you everything else. I just can't give you that ego from other people. I can give it to you from me. I just can't. But that's ultimately what it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to be treating you like my queen, not having somebody else to treat you like my queen.
That means it's something that's probably lacked then. Because she has this insecurity for a reason. This insecurity is just not there.
It's a personal thing.
It could be a personal thing.
I don't know what it is.
It could be. Nobody knows exactly what it is.
But every woman
has a desire. Every woman wants to feel desirable,
respect their relationship. They never looked at her in that way. Not that she's ugly or anything, but they come off as this Christian family.
They
you
gotta
know?
Find something wrong with them. Period.
So there's nothing perfect. There's absolutely nothing perfect. Exactly. No,
so they didn't want to approach her in that light because they probably respected her as a classy woman. Right. The way she carried herself.
In a relationship, you just keep, you know, you don't involve people. That's like you bringing another person, partner to your marriage bed and then don't want to do it no more. You just opened up Pandora's box. Now you got to be willing to accept whatever comes with it. And I think what she said wasn't wrong. If she wanted to voice that and she felt that strongly about it, A-okay. But at the end of the day, you gotta be willing to accept what comes with it.
I saw a meme that said, the reason why they ain't looking at you, sis, because you look like Velma from Scooby-Doo.
I did not see that. You're ignorant. The internet went again.
With showing titties and body, but they had Aisha Curry covered up. She's, as a woman, she not even knowing deep down, she's respected as a woman. So men don't come to her and approach her on that level. But really, she don't know that mentally because she just probably feel like, oh, people don't think I'm attracted because they don't tell me I'm beautiful. They just walk past me, but out of respect of her husband, they probably
I understand that because that's what they do to me.
What they do to you?
They respect me. So that's why they don't be in my DM because they like, oh, she, yeah.
So it's okay.
She about her business.
Okay, she gonna cuss me
the way they feel because if she said what she said, people have a right to feel the way they feel.
Yeah, people have a right to have their own opinion, but once again, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one.
All
right, you don't have to be right about your opinion, but I just feel like at the end of the day, some people's opinions is just plain ignorant. Period. Like some of the stuff I seen on Facebook, like really, like at this point, y'all just need to shut up.
Right, and I'm glad she was woman enough to ignore it, but I'm also glad that she have a king behind her who actually put out there like
and supported her.
Yeah,
period.
Because then they also had rebuttals with that, like that's the reason why he not winning his game because he's distracted and this and that. No, that's not.
But he won though
because he did a good job. It's not that. It's sometimes you can be out of the game for.
Do you
a
think he was forced to like stand up for his woman in this situation?
I don't think he was forced. If he was,
he can do it if he wanted to. I don't think he was forced.
He may not necessarily feel the way he said that he said, but he was just defending his
wife.
As he should.
He'll handle how he feel privately,
right, with her, and then. Because that's probably, but that's probably how he wanted to. She didn't mean it the way they said it.
But why you
want to
feud in public?
Right. She wasn't saying it in a way that people took it.
Some people feel like, oh, I need to make them another person feel the way that I feel. It's tit for tat instead of just saying, okay, did you mean to say it or accent or like, you know, like some people just like a tit for tat.
Or some people are just like to have problems, you know, like somebody once told me there's two people in the world. That's problem solvers and there's people that do solutions. I ain't gonna say no names, but one of those persons is a guest on our show today. But you have one person that's a problem person. You have one person that's a solution person. The people that found negative out of it was people that always finding problems out of everything in life. You know, you have people that
think the idle mind you know? Is the devil's workshop.
Hello?
She could be thinking up a lot of other positive stuff than that. And I think that's a drifter's mentality.
Mm-hmm. But it was a part of the interview.
Understandable. Very understandable. But we just got to get back on
track.
Back on track.
All right, well, let's move on to the next topic because this can get very big.
I'm not about to play with guest number two over here. He ain't about to be controlling
our podcast
over here, telling us to
move right along.
Somebody candies in their butt. You know, because
it's so many different ways.
Everybody's gonna always more of the story.
More of the story.
Always
story. You get married 3 and 1. They still gonna be looking for another nigga. Trying to
moral of the story is I stand with Aisha and Sue. You beautiful, period.
Yes, Aisha. And the other moral of the story is everybody gonna always have their opinions and they gonna always base their opinions off what they believe in. So it's never gonna be a right or wrong answer to this whole situation. So with that being said, we're gonna be moving on.
Like Maya,
I'm moving on. Moving on.
Speaking of that, like I used to love Silk the Shocker. And I found his page on Instagram and I was like, damn, he still looked the same.
You so
he
petty.
Still can't rap though.
How did you find him?
stuttering and shit.
You be fine. But
watch out. Don't talk about.
You be fine. You're the most random.
I love Shocker. Sinta Shocker.
Shoot your shot. Call, please call get her
me.
DM.
Call me.
Go.
Follow me back.
Okay, so we're going to move on to our next topic in our current events. We're going to talk about the Georgia laws, abortion laws.
Ooh, child.
And how they trying to set our culture up for failure at this point. We're going to let Maisha fill y'all in on that.
So, the Georgia abortion law. You cannot have an abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, or you will be hit with a life sentence. Now she trying to find Silk the Shocker. Wait. Okay, so if you try to go get an abortion in any other state and they find out that you from Georgia, your ass going to jail for life.
What y'all feel about those laws? I think that's really absurd. Like, that's too much.
That's women's right, though. Like how can you tell us what to do with our body?
Like, and if I want to go get an abortion, let me get an abortion. So, like,
first of all, I was like 3 months pregnant already when I found out I was pregnant. So
6 weeks is only like a month and a couple of weeks, a month and 2 weeks. Like, come on.
So at this point, that's what I just said. I was 3 months already when I found out I was pregnant. You can't just tell me
I can't get an abortion because I'm past 6 weeks. Come on now.
Although I'm not really
a fan of
abortions.
It's just a point.
It's just the point that it's a women's right. So I don't think you should be able to tell a woman when they can have.
Or if they should be able to have one.
I was fine with the, what was the rule after the second trimester or something they had before? Mm-hmm. That was cool, but.
That may be fully developed at 2 months, though.
No, it's not.
Not 2 months, but, second trimester.
Yeah, for real. That's a whole
what
baby.
What you feel about that, Nika Neek?
Me personally.
Girl, if you start off every sentence with me personally.
You ask me how I feel, me personally, that's how you start.
They know that it's you.
Okay, well, Nika Neek feels. No, but I really feel like my beliefs are. I don't personally believe in.
Oh, technical difficulties, guys.
I don't believe in abortions on my end, but I believe that people can do whatever they want with their body, however they want to do
with
it.
They bottoms.
They body.
You want, you be doing whatever you want.
It come out the coochie. You got to lay your booty on the table, so.
I don't know what you be doing with your bottom.
I personally think people can do what they want with their body.
Guess one.
Slanging D-Dance.
Slanging D.
Yeah, but people. I mean, I think the law is always going to be something that we don't agree to because they always do things that's always biased.
Y'all so serious.
But when you go to the abortion clinic, it's not the majority of people that go to the abortion clinic is white. You know that, right?
I don't know that.
I'm just
never
saying because,
there.
And you see them people in the front that be writing it.
I just say I never.
All
been
the little
there.
Women that be walking in be white with the glasses on, the big Gucci glasses on, be having them abortions, having sex with their little pimps, or having sex with the housekeeper baby daddy, or the housekeeper didn't have sex with the house. I mean, the housekeeper didn't have sex with the man who kids she watched, and they go right. Clearly. I can get that off long order. Of Lifetime.
I cannot do her. So.
I cannot.
Anyway, what y'all doing for Mother's Day? We want to shout out all the mothers since Mother's Day is Sunday. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Damn. All the mothers out there. Make sure y'all.
Hold it down without these niggas.
Make sure y'all do something nice for y'allself. We don't get enough recognition as mothers. Our job is really a lot. So make sure y'all treat y'allself if y'all don't have nobody treating y'all. and, you know, just do something nice.
And I just want to say that you two are great mothers.
And so are you. And happy Mother's Day to my fellow castmates, Nika, Neek, and Maisha.
Ow, shout out to you too, girl.
Yeah, so happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And we're going to talk about
Okay, I got a question.
Yeah, Maisha had
a question. In honor of Mother's Day.
What's the question?
I got this question off Shay Room, so.
Shout out to Shay Room. Follow us, Shay Room.
Hey, Shay Room. What is the most challenging part about being a parent?
I would like to say.
Talk in your real voice now.
I am. I would like to say the most challenging part for me is basically. I want to say basically not knowing if I'm doing something right. Like, you know, I feel like no matter what you do in life, nothing can prepare you to be a parent or a mother or a father. So, like, just basically trying to wing parenthood or trying to figure out what's right when it comes to, like, raising your children, I think that's probably the most challenging because you try different things or try different parenting skills to see, like, what works for your child. So just not knowing what really to do, sometimes you don't really, even if you have a role model that's a great parent or, you know, people that do have good parenting skills, sometimes what they do won't work for you, you know, or vice versa. So just basically trying to figure out what works for you and your children. That can be kind of challenging.
What you got?
So
I like that. I think
you ain't got nothing to do with this. It's Mother's Day, Jen.
I was gonna help y'all out.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Say what you gotta say.
What is that, bro? Get that out of my face.
What you gotta say?
I was gonna basically just say yeah, because I think women feel like you can just read a book and just raise you.
But what woman feel like that?
Because he only had one, so
okay.
He always. I feel like being a parent is just reading a book and it's. It's guidelines to this and that. And that's basically just as long as you know right, wrong. And if you do what's right, if you feel like that's what's right or anything that's right, you're going to raise your kids right at the end of the day, as long as they know what's right. So I think a lot of women kind of get into that perspective where it seems like parenting is very difficult. But it is very difficult, but a lot of them get through it. Shout out to all the women. And mothers. Shout out to the mothers.
The most challenging part for me is getting to the point where the look don't work no more. Like, that's there. That mama look.
Man. Because they know.
They get the challenging.
It's a joke when they think you just gone.
Yeah. That's been my struggle lately. Is I'm like, damn, I didn't prepare for what to do if that didn't work. Because I thought that was going to work. So now I got to whoop some ass around here. And then that ain't been working. I don't know what's going on. So, yeah. Getting older. Well, he's getting older, so it's getting more challenging. The talking back, smart mouth.
Man. Laziness.
All of that. So, it is getting challenging. Sorry, Mom. Man, for the shit I did. That dumb shit. Whew. I'm being paid back.
For they do not know.
I'm being paid
that's
back.
For sure. As a kid. Listen, days will be numbered.
Period. Yeah. Listen, the biggest challenge for me is balance.
Time management.
Balance. So, what do you
balance,
mean?
You will never have the perfect, like, time management is a part of balance, but, like, you will never have the perfect amount of time, I mean, balance within being a parent because... like she said earlier, you never know if you're doing something right. You never know if you're doing something wrong. All you can do is instill your values and beliefs on your child to make sure your child grow up understanding what you believe and how you expect them to grow up and be. And from there, you just hope and pray that they go into that direction. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do. Mm-hmm. You just want to make sure that at the same time, you want them to do it.
But that you did your job.
If you instill it, you know you did your job. And you can't put all the pressure on yourself thinking that you didn't do your job. Because some kids just don't go into the direction that you teach all them. Right. But
go ahead. And I think, you know, sense isn't common anymore. So I just think if you teach your kids good common sense.
Ooh, then, and I hate a person that don't got good common sense.
Mm-hmm. They will be fine. And I always, you know, go with Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way that should go. And when he is old, he will not depart. So, mm-hmm. You know.
Pastor Brian.
Yeah, just
come on, Lord.
Just keep that. And, you know, ultimately, that's
even
all
you can
do.
Even if they go the wrong way, they'll even still come back because you did still do it.
Yeah, so, you know, just keep that and, you know, they make sure they do what they need to do at the end of the day.
Now, one of y'all fart because I'm smelling poop. That's your upper lip. Didn't nobody fucking fart but your baby. Nobody didn't fart in here.
Why would you say that?
We editing that out of here. Okay, we can pass this serious shit because I'm tired of this.
How can I deal with y'all? Okay, we so gotta like, do what
our,
you got for
our
we gotta do our doing too much segment.
Okay, I want to give a shout out to my mama Dope for Mother's Day because I know she's gonna listen to this podcast. What up, Big D? What shout out to Big D?
Just call and ask what she getting for Mother's Day, and it's tomorrow.
This so. Your present. This shout your, out to
shout
you.
Shout out to you, Big D, because you know what I'm saying.
No, my follow her, y'all. To this, so, no. So, shout out to her. Praise shout out God. To
yeah, we ain't even going to say her name. She going to be like, why would y'all say my name on there? Yeah, all right, so we're going to get into our doing too much segment.
Yes, girl.
So, we have a segment on our show, guys, called Doing Too Much. And this is the segment where we give whoever we felt was doing too much for the week, the Doing Too Much of the Week segment. And we each get a Doing Too Much segment. So if you guys feel like y'all know somebody that's doing too much, that y'all catch doing too much, make sure y'all email us at tmipodcast19@gmail.com so they can be featured on the show. But for me, I feel like my Doing Too Much segment goes to all the people on Facebook that took Aisha Curry words out of context and was just doing the most. Every time I went on Facebook, it was a different status. Like, they got on my nerve. Like, y'all really did too much. So y'all definitely deserve the Doing Too Much part of the segment. Who you got, Maisha?
Listen, I'm so goddamn tired of 50 Cent ass. At this point,
and he's so fucking petty.
At this point, he is doing too much.
Fucking much. Like,
you got all this money, bro. And you mad at people about $3,000?
Like $3,000.
He pressed for press.
But he get a, have a problem with everybody. But you Tierra see, Marie.
But did you notice he pick and choose who he got?
Yeah, he
with.
Pick and choose.
He a bully for people that feel like
they ain't gonna come back. Right, it's always right. Women.
Jackie
always
Long.
Women. He's a womanizer.
Right. Hey, Ray J was like, I post whatever the fuck I want to post. He ain't say nothing else to him.
Man, listen, he do too much.
He tried to get mad at Ray J for posting a picture with Jackie Long.
He a bully, and I just feel like he an industry bully, and he pick on who he want to pick on, and people, if they ain't gonna stand up with him, they gonna let him. I think that's just stupid.
Like, leave Floyd alone. Leave these people alone, man.
Tierra Marie is not giving, she said she ain't got it. Leave her alone. She not giving you that $30,000. Just leave her alone. She gonna file bankruptcy. That's it. You not getting it. Period.
And you should know that, because you did it too.
Period.
You filed bankruptcy to not, who he was trying not to pay? Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just leave these people alone, bruh.
Period.
I'm sad that this the last season of Power, though. So I'm sad about that. And why it's not coming back till August 25th? What's wrong with you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So mine is just, listen, y'all. I got a thing for bitches. I don't really hang with bitches. But if you see me with them 9 times out of 10, I'm banging them bitches. All we do is fuck. But she say we don't do it enough. Calling my phone, going ham. Damn, Pam, you be doing too much. So I had to start that because, you know, they call me Pam. So I wanted to make sure y'all knew that damn Pam be doing too much. But anywho.
So you giving it to yourself. Right.
You be doing too much.
Y'all know I do too much. Y'all know I do too much. So, but I see, do too much. I'm a little extra with an extra X.
I wanted to talk about, because in the beginning I was going to talk about the little boy the daddy who chained the car and burnt his, like, okay, so this one I'm gonna talk about. The daddy, a wife and a husband was going through a divorce. The daddy decided to text the wife and say, you will never see your child again. The little girl was only 3 years old. So he put the little girl in the car. He chained the car up and burnt the car and burnt the little girl alive. This is Mental Health Awareness Month, guys. Check on your people. If you know they going through something, check on your people. Don't let these people
go through, the things they going through, and keep telling you they okay. They are not okay. This man was not okay. It was a screw that was missing, and what happened was that divorce bumped that screw, and it fell to the ground, and he flipped, like literally flipped. So check, like I said, check on your people. Mental health awareness month. Check on your people. Anywho, that was my doing too much, because he did too much. He did not have to burn that child. That child had nothing to do with this. She did not ask to be in this world, period.
Girl, that story sad as hell.
Speaking of sad, I be feeling so bad for Diddy. Have y'all been seeing Diddy crying so emotional and stuff about Kim? About like, he just, Kim and stuff. He I going through that. It. He is.
He actually got that new dude.
He grieving hard about
he's
Kim.
He's so more hard. He's more hurt by the Kim situation than anything. He don't. I really. He even care about Cassie.
No, but I just feel like he just. Cassie, I think he's like coming to the realization that he got to do this shit on his own.
But he came like, to the realization that he fucked up.
And he didn't marry her. He said I should have married her when he basically said it. He said I should have married her. I should have listened to her. Like, she used to be on my butt. She was the only person that kept him in check and everything. He literally regret that he did not marry that woman. He actually left that woman and got with a little cat that was out there doing the little cat.
First of all.
I heard the production team.
No.
I'm just trying to figure out. Yeah, I just think that he got to realize that he got a lot on his plate now with all those kids, and he got to do everything. He can't move how he used to move. He missing her because she used to hold it all together. Them girls, he got them girls. Like, I just feel so sorry for Diddy. So make sure y'all keep praying for him and keep everybody in y'all prayers that's going through a lot. It seems like everybody just been going through so much this month. So make sure y'all keep those people in y'all prayers, and make sure y'all, like she said, check on y'all people, because, like, yeah, mental health is real.
I don't know what it's called. The next segment.
Oh, okay. The next segment we're going to get into is...
What's wrong? These people is disrespecting our show.
You too late now. We talked about that already.
I can't deal with these people on the show. Okay, so our next segment we're gonna talk about is we do our entrepreneur or our empowerment spotlight. So we have a person that we want to give our empowerment spotlight to. Aisha's gonna give you that segment. So
so a couple days ago I was contacted by a young lady who is putting together this movement where she's helping five young women in high school have a good prom experience. So she was looking for sponsors to like do photo shoots for these young ladies, makeup, dresses, all of that to make their experience good. And I think that's dope. Like, yeah, young women in high school, some people can't afford it. Some people, parents can't afford it. And I think that she's being a good role model. She goes to these schools and selects these young girls. But it's called the Glam Project. If you want to follow her on Instagram, it's at We the Glam Project, and it's spelled P-R-O-J-E-K-T. Her Instagram is glam_dealer, but I just think she's dope, and I want to say keep up the good work, queen.
Yes.
And that is, like, that's amazing. You being a good role model, and you doing a good thing in the Atlanta area for these young girls. Somebody to look up, and that's what we need.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. We definitely need more people like that. We also need more people that genuinely gives to the community. Which is what also our podcast is going to look into too, as well. Start giving into our community and doing things, charity events, charity work, and just things that uplift our community and just giving our time back. So that's amazing. So shout out to her, the Glam Dealer. And make sure y'all follow her.
Her event is on Friday the 17th. That's when I guess the young ladies are going to prom. So check it out on her page if you want to see what she has done for them.
Right. Make sure y'all follow her. That's super dope. If you're in Atlanta area, if you have some time or things to donate to those girls, to do so. And what's up, y'all? Got anything else y'all want to share? What y'all got planned?
Who y'all been listening to?
Yeah, what y'all been listening to as far as music? Who y'all think hot that's out right now?
I don't listen to rap music.
Ty Bryson.
You can shout out your Christian right. gospel.
Oh, yeah. Rap. Ty Brissell, I want to give a shout out to Dashi. He just dropped the album. Shout out to him.
Hey,
shout
out to your husband got to go.
And the whole, he can't go back. The whole Christian, back. On the whole Christian rap movement that's going on, man.
He just did the heel toe.
Reese Records, basically. Based out of Atlanta.
What do you think?
He don't like them tough topics.
He like, wrap it up.
This ain't your show.
Y'all silly. Who I've been listening to lately? I've been on that, I've been listening to her. I like her.
Okay, her. Who the fuck is that?
Madeline. Never said none of that.
Mm-hmm. Madeline. I used to read them books.
Right.
Madeline.
I've been listening to her. I like her song. I like two of her songs. I like Focus and Best Part, but I like her whole album, but that's what's been going on.
Y'all know my girl, Megan.
Megan Stallion. Oh, yes, honey. Yes. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. Girl, if you want to come on our show, we'll interview you because we think your music hot or whatever. Did you hear Megan Thee Stallion album, Mika?
I've been listening to gospel rap with Dude.
Okay, I'm gonna let you hear it after this show.
With Dude. Y'all so do. All
right, y'all. That pretty much wraps up this episode. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram at TMI Podcast. Is it TMI Podcast 19 or TMI Podcast?
You made it, so I don't know.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram, TMI Podcast 19.
Yes, TMI Podcast.
Like our page on Facebook, TMI Podcast. Make sure y'all go add us on SoundCloud. Make sure y'all add us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. We on every platform. Make sure y'all share our podcast. Email us if y'all feel like y'all want to discuss some topics or things that we should discuss, or
send us your topics.
Right. Or if y'all want us to do the Doing Too Much segment, y'all want to give somebody that segment, make sure y'all email us at tmipodcast19@gmail.com. Also make sure y'all we'll be actually giving you guys some sponsorship information soon. If you want your business to be spotlighted or sponsored on one of our shows, we'll be able to give those packages soon to give y'all small business shout outs to be on all of our platforms. So yeah, thank y'all for tuning in, and until next time,
this is Maisha.
Nika Nika on the walls of tools, fuck them hoes, fuck them hoes. And it's T2B.
And this is the TMI podcast.
TMI.
Deuces, punk ass. I didn't mean that. I love y'all.
Yeah, make sure y'all follow her so y'all can cuss her out.
Okay, y'all. Bye.
Bye.